The person who tells you about the broccoli stuck in your teeth has done you a favor. Everyone needs that person in your life, not just to tell you about the broccoli, but to let you know when you're on thin ice spiritually. The friend thinking of leaving his wife for an old girlfriend he connected with online does not need congratulating. Someone who cares will at some stage have a heart-to-heart with him about morality and sin. The Bible tells us, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful, in Proverbs 27:6. Sinners don't need to be cheered on to the brink of destruction. Of course, you'll be charitable, you'll be gracious, but when someone in your circle is on the path of spiritual self-destruction, there comes a time to speak. Love doesn't pretend that sin is anything other than sin. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.